You could describe Gordon Nemeny's office as bare bones. It's located inside the Granville Business Development Center on Milwaukee's northwest side and pretty much consists of a large wooden desk. It holds his computer and printer and loads of papers, but other office supplies remain wrapped in plastic on the floor. Nemeny devotes a lot of his time getting his business up and running. He shows me on his laptop.
This is Jangee.com, J-A-N-G-E-E.com. You go to the website, and you'll see that we have three buckets, person, business, network.
Jangee.com is sort of like Angie's List in that it allows you to search for local businesses, review them, and read reviews. However, Jangee.com differs in that you can create something called a trust network. The network consists of a select group of your Facebook friends. When you write a review of a company, only people in your network can read it.
If I'm going to a doctor or if I'm going to remodel my kitchen and I'm looking for reviews and a referral, I want to make sure that that review or referral is somebody that I know. Even further, somebody that I trust.
So far, Nemeny says he, his three partners, and five outside investors have pumped $100,000 into the operation. He says as a 37-year-old black entrepreneur, Milwaukee is a great place for him.
From an entrepreneurship standpoint, I feel like the doors are open. I feel like there's tons of resources out there.
While Nemeny says his experience has been nothing but positive, Mark Levine says the case is not typical. Levine is a senior fellow at the UWM Center for Economic Development. He says the number of black and Hispanic businesses here has doubled over the past 15 years. However, of the more than 112,000 companies in Metro Milwaukee, only 10,000 are minority owned.
We rank last in terms of black-owned businesses per capita, per thousand population, and we rank last in terms of Hispanic-owned businesses per capita as well.
Levine says there are two key reasons why Milwaukee fares poorly when it comes to the number of successful minority-owned businesses.
There's a wealth of evidence that the networks that provide the sufficient capital for minority entrepreneurs to get their businesses off the ground are lacking in Milwaukee.
Levine also says segregation plays a major role in the local minority business climate.
Almost 90% of all the minority businesses in Metro Milwaukee are located in the city of Milwaukee. Well, it just so happens that the city has been the slowest growing economic market in the region.
Levine says, therefore, minority-owned businesses have less chance of developing rapidly, even if they get off the ground. There's another reason why there are so few minority entrepreneurs here, according to Eve Hall. She's president of the African American Chamber of Commerce.
We used to have a saying in education, unfortunately, that students who attend urban settings are educated to work for someone else. And those educated in suburban areas are educated to work for themselves. We don't push entrepreneurship enough in our minority communities.
Hall says minority businesses would also likely hire those shut out of the employment arena.
There's been some research conducted that show if you have white organizations, as an example, and this is not to negate anything from them and what they bring to the table, but oftentimes when they're in minority communities, the people that they hire don't always reflect that community. Whereas minority businesses tend to hire majority minority.
Hall believes minority businesses will be key in helping the city curtail its high black male unemployment rate. The chamber is working on a revolving loan fund that should be in place by the start of the new year. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.